They estimate about 18,000 people, but we see a fraction of that through our association.
And why exactly is that?
I think one of the reasons being is we're a small support organization. It was much more active at the startup, which was in 1998. One of the problems is that so many people with dementia are undiagnosed. In Zimbabwe, which I think is also a worldwide problem. And many of those people will be living in the rural areas. And of course, it's a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding of what dementia actually is.
How does a family member know that someone might have dementia or Alzheimer's?
The first signs generally are when a person is no longer able to sort of cope with normal daily living. You know, they do absurd things. They forget how to dress. They become incontinent. They repeat themselves an awful lot. They lose the idea of what's day and night. They can become aggressive, but not necessarily so. Sometimes they become very passive and sort of withdraw from community. Those are sort of the basic things. So I think when people see it, when you're living with a person on a daily basis, you begin to see that something is not quite right. And then, you know, obviously the next step is to go to a doctor.
And what happens when a family member sees that? How does that process go to being diagnosed?
Well, I think their first step is to contact the association. And I always like to interview the family member, and then the doctor will hopefully do a mini mental state exam. And from there, we can move forward. We offer them practical support, how to cope, ideas on the best way to get people to engage, things to keep them occupied, how to communicate with them. And we do run support carers meetings for primary carers.
Is there any treatment available to combat this disease?
You know, there are certain drugs that can be taken, but of course they're very expensive and far beyond the reach of the average person here. And it doesn't cure Alzheimer's or dementia. It just maybe slows down the progress. So, you know, and this is something that is faced worldwide.
What about the issue of prevention? Is there anything that people can do?
Unfortunately, you know, we don't really know what causes dementia. I think it is a whole factor of things, and I think that lifestyle has a large part to play. I think that stress is also a factor, but there's no definitive thing that they actually can say.
What about the issue of resources in the health sector? Are you able to assist people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, and how is the health ministry also helping that cause?
Okay, well, firstly, the health ministry does not help us at all. There is a department of mental health, but they are not specifically dealing with dementia. It's other mental issues. So as an association, we have no financial assistance. All our funding comes from subs, from people paying $10 a year, and from any fundraising that we do throughout the year.
What about the issue of stigma? Are those people living with dementia or Alzheimer's facing stigma, especially those in the rural areas?
You know, we have a problem with somebody has a brain disorder, they immediately look to witchcraft and they, you know, don't think that it's a disease, and it's just something that the spirits have invaded the body, and, you know, it's something that only education and knowledge will get rid of. So that's a very long, slow process.
So what would be your message to those listeners of ours who are concerned that their loved one might be showing symptoms? What can they do?
Well, I think their first step is to contact the association. We do have a website, which is www.zada.org, and from there they can get contact details.